This goes to Dr. Strom, S-T-R-O-M, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Patricia Droste, D like David, R-O-S-T-E. Date of birth 11/20/1935. Dear Dr. Strom, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Droste with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, a history of left nephrectomy for renal cell carcinoma, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was September 27th of 2021. She has gained 6 pounds over the last 6 months, and she's been seeing a neurologist in Owosso, Michigan, for her severe headaches. And she, about a week and a half ago, she received Botox injections in her head at the base of her neck, or at the base of her scalp, and in the forehead area. So far, she hasn't noticed a big difference, but it's not been a full 2 weeks yet. She's had her third COVID-19 messenger RNA vaccination and would be willing to take a fourth dose if indicated or needed. She has not been ill with COVID-19, and she still isolates and wears her mask when out. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, but she has chronic urinary incontinence and nocturia at least 2 to 3 times a night. She has dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no cough or sputum production, no oxygen, no chest pain or palpitations. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to... The changes include Lantus was increased from 34 units daily to 38 units daily, and she started using Zyrtec 10 milligram daily as needed for allergy symptoms. Physical exam, the only vital sign she could get for us today was her weight. It was 160 pounds. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 24th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.1. Estimated GFR is 40. Her electrolytes are normal with potassium of 4.5, calcium 9.0, albumin 4.3. Hemoglobin A1C was 7.1, and she reports that that is improved. And her last CBC was done in September 1st of 2021. With a normal white count, normal platelets, and a hemoglobin at 12.1. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and left nephrectomy for renal carcinoma. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 6 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.